Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump left the hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19 briefly Sunday to greet supporters gathered outside. The president, wearing a face mask, waved from the backseat of an SUV driven by Secret Service agents. Patients being treated for COVID-19 usually are kept in isolation with no visitors. Members of the president's medical team disclosed Sunday that President Trump had been given supplemental oxygen on Friday. As NPR's Juana Summers reports, that's a detail that previously declined to publicly release.
The president's doctors publicly acknowledged that President Trump was administered supplemental oxygen on Friday at the White House before he was a patient at Walter Reed. In a Fox News interview, White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah said that the doctors were initially hesitant to disclose that because they didn't have all the information. But she later said that the White House physician, Sean Conley, was projecting confidence to help his patient.
It's a common medical practice that you want to convey confidence and you want to raise the spirits of the person you're treating.
Right.
I know this president. I don't know that he needs his spirits raised, but I think it's actually a very common medical practice.
The medical team says the president may be discharged as soon as Monday. Juana Summers, NPR News.
Former Vice President Joe Biden tested negative for the coronavirus Sunday. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
Biden stood on the debate stage with President Trump for an hour and a half Tuesday during a window when Trump may have been contagious. Biden's campaign insists he was not in close contact with Trump, defined as 6 feet, but virus particles can travel further than that during prolonged periods indoors, especially if people are speaking at loud volumes, which Trump was. Biden tested negative twice on Friday and again Sunday. He's continuing his campaign schedule, traveling to Florida Monday and Arizona later in the week. Unlike Trump, Biden wears a mask when campaigning and keeps his events small and socially distanced. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's asking state officials to shut down schools and non-essential businesses in several neighborhoods because of a resurgence of the coronavirus. The closures would begin Wednesday. De Blasio says the city will continue to inspect businesses to ensure they're following pandemic protocols.
We're going to continue to ramp up inspection enforcement as we have been. Then there's been over 2,000 inspections to date of businesses and community institutions that have yielded 26 violations and 883 warnings. So the enforcement has been going on, will continue to go on.
The restrictions will occur in 9 zip codes, mostly in Brooklyn and Queens. State figures show nearly 1,100 people have tested positive in Brooklyn in the past 4 days. This is NPR News. The British government says it's found another 15,000 cases of COVID-19 that were not included in the official tracking system. Most of the missing cases occurred in recent days. Before those cases were found, the UK was reporting between 6,000 and 7,000 cases a day. Canada's chief public health officer says the country is running out of time to prevent a major resurgence of the coronavirus. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Dr. Theresa Tam says the chance to avoid a COVID comeback narrows with each passing day.
Tam says unless all Canadians make the tough choices to reduce social contacts and maintain layers of personal protections at all times, it won't be enough to prevent a large resurgence. Tam's comments come as Canada's two largest provinces, Ontario and Quebec, record spikes in the daily number of COVID-19 cases. She says the growth is already stretching local public health and laboratory resources. In Ontario, for example, more than 91,000 people are awaiting test results. Ontario has announced tighter restrictions in some hot zones. Next weekend is also Thanksgiving in Canada, and Tam is urging people to plan ahead, keep gathering small, and even opt for virtual Thanksgiving dinners instead of in-person gatherings. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
French authorities say voters in New Caledonia have chosen to remain part of France. New Caledonia is an archipelago in the South Pacific that's been a French colony since 1853. Tensions are high between descendants of the pro-independence indigenous people and descendants of colonial settlers who remain loyal to France. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.